This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross. This
is Monster in My Podcast.
And this is the Gila Demon.
Mm-hmm.
Gila Demon?
Gila Demon. I think they're Gila monsters.
Okay, there we go.
There's a monster in my podcast.
And this is an upgraded version. This is Digivolved.
Yes, this is Digivolved, but not very much. Again, we have like this particular flavor. This is one of the shortest entries we've had. Like they said, let's just 2x the size of this illustration because I've only got like 5 paragraphs to write about just a Gila monster.
And I know Gila monsters. The weirdest thing about this are all things that are true about Gila monsters.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's like. There's no antidote to the Gila demon's venom. Mm-hmm. I think that's true with Gila monsters too, because our Gila monster is the one where it's not venom; it's just that their mouths are so gross.
Their mouths are so filthy that you know what? You're right. It might be Komodo dragon. It's one of those large land-based lizards, as opposed to the flying ones. I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about.
They're water-based or axolotls or whatever.
but no, it's one of them that just like they've got such trash mouth that your arm's gonna fall off that they bite it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like if like a World War II soldier bit you with trench mouth, or World War I soldier. It's like if you were playing Valiant Hearts on survival mode. And just the trench mode got
you. You didn't invest enough resources in sandbags at the beginning. It's a common mistake.
this is a pretty underwhelming entry of this book.
Yeah.
Like, what if there was a slightly nastier? Because Gila monsters are not good. Like, those things are scary.
Uh-huh.
And bad. You know, like, so this is just like, what if a little bit more, but only a little bit more.
Oh, just only slightly.
Like, I cannot handle the shape of the tail on this unit.
No, like I definitely can't, but that like is a, thick? That is a factor of Gila monsters in general though. Like I just looked it up.
For sure. Like, and I don't like it.
No.
Like it doesn't behave like a tail.
It looks like
it's like an amputated arm.
It looks like it ought to be a club, like actually used in combat or something, but it also looks way too unwieldy and awkward to make that happen.
And yeah, and if you have like super mouth, you're not going to use your tail for combat. Like,
no.
You've got super, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, the only thing that's interesting about these things is that they like, one, there's no antidote to their venom. So like in the world of Shadowrun, I can't remember if it is the Komodo dragon or Gila monsters that have that, but there's no antidote. So if like you get bitten, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, period.
Yes.
You know, that's pretty intense. And then Joey pops in saying that he likes to eat them,
yep.
And they don't go anywhere. That.
Nope, that's like that is literally just the end
that's
of this.
It ends on.
Yeah,
is like, what if Joey ate one of these things?
Yeah, well, you know, it's like fugu. You just have to make sure that you cut out the right parts.
Yeah, yeah, it's probably that tail that you eat.
It's where it keeps all the venom. That's why it's so bulbous.
Oh, that's what you want to eat if it keeps all the venom.
Oh, sorry, I misunderstood what you said. Oh yeah, you just get yourself a big old basketball to throw on the Weber grill, put the cover on that, wait about 4 hours.
Yeah, you just stick that just like a gigantic like pork loin.
Yeah,
if that's where they keep the venom, then if they use it as a weapon and it exploded like a water balloon or something like that.
Oh yeah,
that'd be no good.
Yeah, no, definitely you pop that thing on the grill. I'm going to have to confiscate your fork and knife because all you're going to need is the spoon and the straw from your drink.
Yep, and I'm going to compensate most of your seat because all you're going to need is the edge, and I'm going to compensate it by adding extra edge.
Yes, there'll be more edge.
Yeah. When you eat this, you're going to get a lot of additional edge. So if when you eat this Gila demon, do you want some lemon with it?
That was dumb.
Because, you know, there's not a lot to work with here.
No, there's not. Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.